Bounty hunters, one of the world's most exciting and dangerous professions. Are you looking for action, adventure, and a high-risk job? Why not try bounty hunting? As a bounty hunter, you'll use your intelligence and a weapon of your choice to catch escaped criminals. How can you become a bounty hunter, and what's it all about?
Bounty hunting works like this. Someone, let's say his name is Jimmy, gets charged for a crime. At the pre-trial, the judge sets Jimmy's bail at $40,000. Jimmy's mother is desperate to get her little Jimmy out of prison, so she goes to see a bail agent, also known as a bail bondsman. And together, they write a bail bond. This gives Jimmy permission to leave prison. However, he mustn't leave the state or the country, and he must go to court on the days established by the judge. If Jimmy disappears, he becomes a fugitive, also known as a bail jumper. And when this happens, the bail agent stands to lose lots of money. He must pay all the bail if the fugitive never appears in court. Now, this is where the fun starts.
The bail agent desperately needs to get the fugitive back, especially as the date for the next court appearance gets closer. Most times, it's just a question of making a phone call because the accused had forgotten about the trial, and he just needs reminding. However, other times, he's really gone missing and is probably on his way to the Mexican or Canadian border. Now the bail agent wants to make sure the fugitive doesn't disappear. So, the bail agent contracts a bounty hunter, also known as a bail enforcement agent or fugitive recovery agent, to find the fugitive and bring him back, preferably alive.
The bounty hunter now leaps into action. He or she, yes, there are women bounty hunters too, we'll check up on the fugitive's friends, family, and work colleagues to try to find a lead. Bounty hunters also run background checks on the fugitives, as people on the run almost always go back to places they've been before. Getting a list of former associates, relatives, and previous addresses makes a tough job a lot easier. It's never a question of if the fugitive will get in touch with someone they know, but when. Bounty hunters can also get in touch with underground criminal movements to see if anyone has any information on the fugitive. Sometimes they get lucky, other times they have to be patient. But once they find their target, they have to plan their arrest.
Making the arrest is the most dangerous part of the job. The fugitive is dangerous and has no intention of returning to the criminal justice system. He probably faces the prospect of life in prison, and he'll do anything to avoid that. The bounty hunter has to prepare the ground carefully and lay the trap so the arrest can be made, and the fugitive can be taken into custody without too much violence.